This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3484 for Thursday the 9th of December 2021. Today's show is entitled, My Vim Setup with GNU-PG and is part of the series, Lightweight Apps. It is hosted by Archer72, and is about 8 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, My Vim Setup with the GNU-PG Vim plugin.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio. This is Archer72.
Okay, so I am going to create a new GPG key as we speak. How do I do that? GPG key. Oh, no. No, I don't know how to do it. Okay, I'm back, and the purpose of creating a key was so I can use it in as a Vim plugin. It's a new PG Vim plugin to edit encrypted files. You either get it from the vim.org, which I'll put in the show notes, or GitHub, is it Git clone? And make a directory called plugins, plugins, under your .vim folder, and then extract the vim-vim.pg, and I'll go back. And I started typing gpg-gen-key, but I wanted to do a new one. I want to do the full key, so control C out of that, gpg dash dash full generate key. Okay, so I want an RSA, which is default. Maybe 72. I'll leave it at the default, maybe 72. I'm going to do it for a month because I don't need it for that long, just to show what I'm doing. This correct? Yes. I put my real name as my handle, Archer72, email address, Archer72@protonmail. Comment, test key. Is this okay? Yes. Zero R okay. And password 1 1 2 0 1. I've been watching a lot of Lord of the Rings, so I have one ring to rule them all. Did not match. I'll make it simpler. My test key. My test key. There you go. I have entered an insecure passphrase. Take this one anyways because it's just a test. And reason I wanted to create this is so that when I maybe once in a while I have to change the second factor authentication key for my mutt from previous episode, and so I want to be able to edit it instead of re-encrypt every time. So make a file. Then this is my test file. txt. Then now shall I put it here? One. Then two. Then all. And in the darkness, find that. Okay, let's see, then I quit. So, now I want to do the dream. Push R for recipient, if I remember right, and test key. I should be able to just type test. Oh, that did not work out. A bunch of gibberish because I forgot to tell it what to encrypt. Okay, proceed, test, and go. Okay, so encrypted it. So now if I do VM, see my test file is test dot, I should be shredding this file, but as for sample purposes, I'll just do VM, this is my test file dot GPG. I need a passphrase, my test key. And then it lets me get into the file, which reads one ring to rule them all, and in the darkness find them. Quit. And I guess that's all. So now, it'd be nice if there was other ways to do it in other editors, but with me as a Vim user, I can encrypt anything I would like to. Thank you for listening. Remember, support free software. Bye bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR is kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.